The makers of the Hangover movies have titled their new movie 21 and Over, supposedly because it's about the loss of innocence and gain in adulthood bestowed by one's 21st birthday. And 21 and Over is rated R, which means its intended audience should be 17 or older and interested in what adulthood brings. So let's see what it brings in 21 and Over. First, you can indulge in bars. And you can get up on a table and urinate on the women massed below you, and they will be shocked and amused. But later, when you swing your head around and vomit in all directions, we can't tell how funny that is because we can't see how the crowd in the bar reacts. And I'm not sure anybody was in the theater with me, so I can't evaluate anything by audience reaction. McClatchy Tribune's movie critic Roger Moore said 21 and Over was funny, but I wish he'd identified the funny scenes. When a man in a bar gets a dart thrown through his cheek, missing his eyeball by about 2.5 inches, he gets mad, which identifies him as a villain he turns out to be. But I didn't notice whether anybody laughed. There's a lot of nudity, but it's mostly male and never erotic, so I guess that's funny. The driving isn't really reckless because mowing down a whole row of parking meters indicates pretty steady aim. Reckless driving is always funny in movies. But hilarity is not all that 21 and Over offers. There is a steady stream of philosophical talk on about the level of a grammar school debate rehearsal, which our supposed 17-year-old audience should benefit from, though the ending of the movie indicates that our cast has learned nothing whatsoever by their experiences. Supposedly, there is an audience for all this that is at least approaching the age to vote. That makes 21 and Over a horror movie for me. Jim Erickson, over and out.